This podcast is a presentation of UCTV.tv, University of California Television. Like what you learn? Help others discover UCTV podcasts by leaving a comment or rating in iTunes.
What exactly is ECPGD, and why exactly do you think that it portends the end of sex as a means of reproduction?
So ECPGD starts with figuring out what PGD is.
Yeah, good.
PGD is pre-implantation genetic diagnosis.
Mm-hmm.
And when I talk about this, a lot of people think I'm talking about science fiction. It's taking an embryo, either a three-day-old embryo, which is about 8 cells, or a five-day-old embryo, which is a couple hundred cells, taking some cells off that embryo, doing genetic tests on the cells you've taken, and then figuring out, aha, this embryo will have cystic fibrosis, this embryo will be blonde, this embryo will be a girl, this embryo will be a boy, etc. PGD has actually been around for 25 years. It's not new. The problem with PGD is you have to use another acronym, IVF.
Right. All PGD that's done today is done in the context of in vitro fertilization.
That's right. And IVF is a pain. It's expensive.
This is hard PGD.
This is hard PGD. Two things are changing. First, we can now cheaply sequence an entire genome. For the last 25 years of PGD, we've been able to look at one or two genes in an embryo, and now we'll be able to look at all of the genes in the embryo and figure out everything that genetics can tell us about the baby that that embryo would become and the adult that embryo would become. The second great advance that will lead to easy PGD is avoiding egg harvest. With egg harvest, you've got to inject women with very expensive and uncomfortable fertility drugs so that instead of ovulating just one egg or two eggs a month, they do 10 or 20 or 30. That's uncomfortable, it's really expensive, and every couple of years someone dies as a result of it. And you know, about 0.5% of women who go through it every year end up hospitalized as a result. It's not a good thing. What we'll see is instead of egg harvest, we'll be able to use something called our third acronym of the day, iPSC, mm-hmm. induced pluripotent stem cells, where we could take a skin cell from you or me, take out about a millimeter, so maybe a 20th of an inch wide chunk of skin, turn those cells into these induced pluripotent stem cells, which act like human embryonic stem cells, but they're not taken from an embryo, they're taken from a living person, convince those induced pluripotent stem cells to become eggs or sperm, and then use those to make babies. So the easy part of easy PGD is using stem cell-derived eggs, combining them with sperm, usually naturally provided sperm, and then doing whole genome sequencing on the embryos you get. How many embryos do you get? How many embryos do you want?
Mm-hmm.
You could get 1, 10, 100, 1,000. A million.
Okay, so it's easier, but why would it be more desirable than having babies the natural way, the old-fashioned way?
Yeah. So the old-fashioned way of babies is a crapshoot. You don't know what you're going to get. Easy PGD will also be a crapshoot, but you'll know a little bit more about what you're going to get. I'm a parent myself, and I have no belief that we're going to eliminate the surprises in parenthood.
You've been listening to a podcast by University of California Television. For more information about this program or UCTV, visit us online at uctv.tv.